This news update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and here's a look at your news for the hour. Caleb Joseph Powers has been charged with a felony firearm possession and assault with intent to commit murder after an incident on Purdy Road in Pierce Township on May 10th. Huron County Sheriff deputies responded to a domestic dispute at a residence on Purdy Road on Sunday, May 10th, just after 8:40 p.m. A 48-year-old man from Ruth was transported to Harbor Beach Community Hospital, stabilized, and then flown via emergency airlift to a larger regional hospital for advanced treatment after suffering a gunshot wound to the chest from a .22-caliber handgun. The victim's relative, 23-year-old Caleb Powers, fled the scene immediately after the shooting. As the lead suspect, he was located and arrested by police in Roseville, Michigan, in Macomb County, later that night at approximately 11 p.m. following a multi-agency effort. Powers' bond has been set at $500,000, and he currently resides in the Huron County Jail. And in Huron County District Court, before Judge Ferris, Dorian Morgan Lacey received a delayed sentence in the cases of The People versus Dorian Morgan Lacey in two different cases. The sentencing is delayed until September 25th at 9 a.m. Lacey will be under supervision of probation officer Jesse Ozentoski. Conditions include completing Thinking Matters program by July 31st, if it's not already done. He has to provide proof of completion. He's prohibited from violating any criminal laws. He has to notify his probation officer of any changes to his address, phone, or employment, and he must avoid assaultive or threatening behavior. Additionally, there is no contact with the victim in this case. Financial penalties total $850, which is $450 for the first case and $400 for the second case. In Colfax Township, they're having a spring cleanup from May 30th, 9 a.m. till noon. There will be a dumpster in the township parking lot to be used by township residents only. Proof of residency must be provided. Items not allowed are paint, tires, flammable liquids, and chemicals. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we have one obituary to report at this time. Ned Hilborn of West Branch, Michigan, peacefully returned to his heavenly home on Friday, December 19th, 2025. Ned was born in Coldwater, Michigan. Ned proudly served his country in the United States Air Force from 1959 to 1969, During his service, he was stationed in foreign lands, including Hahn Air Force Base in Germany, where he served as a member of the 50th Air Police Unit. He was later stationed at the Port Austin Air Base in Michigan, where he was the catcher for the U.S. Air Force fast pitch baseball team. And he met the love of his life, Ellen Morgan, whom he married on July 16th of 1966. Ned is survived by his children, Chad, Kathy, Tracy, and 6 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. In accordance with Ned's wishes, the family will plan a celebration of life in the spring, a time for family and friends to gather and share their favorite stories and memories. The family of Ned Hilborn, who passed away on December 19th, 2025, invites family and friends to attend funeral services on Saturday, May 30th, 2026, at BedEx Free Methodist Church. Visitation with local friends and family will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., followed by the funeral service from 12 p.m. to 12:45 p.m. Military honors and interment will take place at 1:30 p.m. at Colfax Cemetery. Online condolences can be shared at sternalmclaren.com.
I'm Christina Raleigh, and I am so excited to be sitting here today with Dr. Caitlin Habib. Welcome to Sandusky.
I am Dr. Caitlin Habib, internal medicine physician. I come from a family of farmers, so I understand a lot of the health issues that come with the farming lifestyle. My husband is also a local physician and surgeon.
He's within Aspire as well.
The male Dr. Habib is a general surgeon and bariatric surgeon, so weight loss surgery.
What is internal medicine?
Internal medicine is for adults aged 18 and up. We specialize in chronic disease management, preventative care, annual wellness exams, and everything in between, even sick visits.
If I'm looking for a primary care provider, what would that first appointment look like with you?
We would go over your medical history, we would review all of your current medications, go over any current acute issues that you have, and talk about your goals with your health. At our Aspire Sandusky Family Practice, I see patients 18 and up. We also have Brittany Selecki, nurse practitioner, who sees all of our pediatric patients, and we also have a rapid care for those urgent care visits if needed. We offer x-ray services as well as lab services on site.
If you're looking to make an appointment with Dr. Caitlin Habib,
call Aspire Sandusky Family Practice at 989-912-6790. I'm accepting new patients. We would love to have you. Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
And we're back. The U.S. Commerce Department reported a sharp rise in consumer inflation for April, pushing the annual rate up to 3.8%. This reading marks the highest inflationary level since May of 2023, up noticeably from the 3.5% reported in March. Economists point to a persistent spike in gas prices alongside rising food costs as primary drivers squeezing household budgets across country. While the month-over-month prices increase slowed slightly to 0.4% from March's 0.7% surge, the data indicates that inflationary pressures are broadening into other sectors. Analysts note that the sticky nature of these costs could create prolonged challenges for federal monetary policy makers aiming to stabilize the economy through the summer. And negotiators from the United States and Iran have finalized a draft memorandum of understanding to extend fragile diplomatic ceasefire for an additional 60 days. The tentative agreement aims to preserve a pause in the regional hostilities while establishing a formal framework for broader talks regarding Iran's uranium enrichment programs. While the text has been largely settled by diplomatic teams, the implementation remains contingent upon final executive sign-off from President Donald Trump. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance confirmed that both nations are very close to a formal agreement, though minor language points are still being adjusted. Concurrently, Treasury officials emphasize that Washington's core national security demands, including restrictions on highly enriched uranium stockpiles, remain entirely unchanged despite the extended timeline for dialogue. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.
Man, remember Chevys from back in the day?
Yeah, back when cars had personality and you could work on without a laptop and a prayer.
Exactly. I always wanted a 1990 Corvette back then. Bad.
Oh yeah. 350 small block, wide body, real torque, 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds.
You say that like it's on your birth certificate.
Some people memorize birthdays. I memorize engines.
I just wanted to take the top off, cruise the coast, and feel important for once.
You can.
I can?
Just enter the drawing.
What drawing?
Hey guys, hate to interrupt the nostalgia, but it's time for the WLAW-WHS-WR giveaway. Shop local for your chance to win a 1990 red Corvette convertible. Gray leather interior, 5.7 liter V8, automatic transmission, independent suspension, custom alloy wheels, a digital dash, and a Delco Bose sound system that still hits.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older to register.
Is this how peer pressure works? I'm gonna need a bigger garage.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through the Caseville Car Cruise. Tracy Enns and Associates Realty in Caseville.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.